Good morning. Thank you for being with us on this Monday morning for Morning Devotion. This week we are looking at the seven cries from the cross of Calvary. It's significant, the last words of anyone before they leave this world. But it was very significant that the Lord Jesus, who for the most part remained silent during his mock trial and accusation, has some things to say in the hearing of the people gathered there on the cross of Calvary. We'll be looking at different passages this week as we look through the four Gospels, but our first cry is a cry of compassion, or a compassionate cry. The Bible said that Jesus said in Luke 23, verse 34, then said Jesus, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." And they departed his raiment and cast lots. The first cry on the cross of Calvary was, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." The cry of a compassionate sovereign. First of all, the Lord Jesus said, "Father." Now, this very term had infuriated the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the scribes because that Christ claimed to be the Son of God. Secondly, this cry infuriated the same group when he said, "Forgive them," because you see, they had called this blasphemy. Mark chapter number 2, the man that was sick of the palsy, the Lord Jesus said to him, "Son, thy sins be forgiven thee." But certain of the scribes sitting there and reasoning in their hearts, "Why doth this man speak blasphemies, thus speak blasphemies? Who can forgive sin? God only." And so for Christ to say, "Forgive them," was to once again make the claim that he was God. "Father, forgive them." And then he says, "For they know not what they do." Now understand that this religious mob, they very much thought that they knew what they were doing. They thought very much that they were doing the world a favor, if you will. But I'm glad that the first cry, when Christ broke his silence there on the cross of Calvary, when he looked down at the mob of Jews that had sentenced him and been instrumental in sentencing him to the cross, his accusers, and then those Romans who were carrying out that sentence, and the Roman soldiers that were carrying it out, the mob that had gathered around, of course, with only a few friends there at the foot of the cross, the Lord Jesus looks out while they were in the midst of casting lots for his very garments. He said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." And so we see the cry of a compassionate sovereign. I'm glad that he was sovereign enough to say, "Forgive them." And he was compassionate enough to say, "For they know not what they do." And I'm glad today the same cry from a compassionate sovereign cries out from the cross of Calvary. Regardless of what your sin is or what your sin has been, regardless what your situation is, I'm glad that a sovereign God who knows all about you, who knows every hair on your head, he knows every sin that you've committed, and he knows everything that there is to know about you, things that you hope that no one else knows, and yet the Lord knows. The amazing part of it is, just as he was willing to forgive those who were crucifying him, he's also willing to forgive you of your sin, regardless of how wicked or heinous that it might be, if you'll trust him, if you'll come to him. The first cry from the cross of Calvary, Luke 23:34, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." And today we're asking the Lord to speak to hearts. And during this Passion Week, may the Lord Jesus speak to someone, and may they come to know Christ in the free pardon of sin, and may you truly be able to call him Father. Our Father, we pray that the cross of Calvary might not just be a season or a celebration, but may people realize that it was for them that you bled and died. In Christ's name, amen. This is Pastor Randy Barton of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Have a great day.